Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you have a great day today. I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice. Praise, praise Him and thank Him. So I'm a little going through waves of, I don't know, kind of losing. I just think the world is completely messed up. And then you got what's going on with our business and how much we're spending right now. And then also what I'm reading and like what I'm working. And when you're working something new, you're almost smashing your face against walls. It's a little difficult. You got to kind of get over it. But I read something today, a couple things that really blessed me. Now, I've been working inherent power, which is that power from on high that we have. You got to activate it, though. It's power that's sitting there waiting to be activated. And when you can receive it, well, number one, you have the power. Number two, you have the liberty and the right to use that power. Because of Christ Jesus and what He did, we have that liberty and right to use it. And then you have dekomai, and that's to receive. It's essentially to take what is presented, to embrace it or to accept it. So you're embracing something or you're accepting something, and that's subjective. And then you have objective, which is this lambano. And lambano is when you receive something that's given and then you manifest that thing. So I just started working, and that's unveiling it. So I just started working this word today, and there's, I don't know, 75 to 100 different uses, the times it's being used. So I just started working it. But when I was reading it, this just really blessed me. If you go to Matthew, there's always significance in the first usage of the word. And if you go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 38, it says, "Ye have heard that it hath been said," and this is Christ Jesus talking and referring to the law, "an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that ye resist not evil, but whosoever smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at the law and take away," and this is to receive what's given, "thy cloak, let him have thy cloak also." Or thy coat, excuse me, "let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain or two. Give to him that asketh, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away." So I thought it was just interesting that the first usage of this thing was somebody taking the cloak in law. I was like, that's weird. I mean, that's kind of strange, the first place he uses it. And then I went to Matthew chapter 8. This is maybe the third, maybe the second or third time, third usage of this word. I went to Matthew 8, verse 14. "And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the even or the night was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took," or to take what is given, "our infirmities and bear our sickness." And I just think it's interesting because if you think about the law, Jesus Christ took everything that was going on and he just actively received the flaws of every single human that's ever existed on earth. He actively took it, and he took it by law in the sense that he fulfilled the laws. He fulfilled all the laws and became the sacrifice for us in order that we are freed from law. And now the righteousness of God by faith actively rests within us. He died, and I just love that God used the way God uses this word. He actively received what was given to him, and what was given to him was a bunch of darkness. And he took it, and then he died as the sacrifice in order that you could live the way we live. And that's why we live in a tremendous administration. I want to finish up with this. This is also something I kind of skipped over this morning. Chapter 5, verse 1, "and seeing the multitudes," Matthew chapter 5, verse 1, "and seeing the multitudes, he went up," Christ went up into a mountain, "and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, happy or blessed are the poor in spirit. And this is the operations of the Holy Spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Happy or blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed or happy are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed or happy are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed or happy are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And if you jump on, and it goes down a couple more verses, jump down to verse 12. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. You got to know who you are in this life. And the fact that Christ died for us in order that we can live this way, the fact that you're righteous in front of God, there's not an account. They're not writing down every single iniquity, every single violation of the law on your account. Doesn't exist. He transformed us into servants, into sons of God. And it's nothing we did. It's by his active compassion and by grace. And the fact that there was a man, Christ Jesus, willing to die in order that we could have this life, and not just a normal death, an absolutely brutal death, in order that we can live this way, you gotta lift your head up and be thankful every single day for what God's given you. This world is not my home. We're just a passing through. We are sojourners in a land. We're here but for a moment. But our inheritance is in the heavens. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray, you always pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Yeah, when the fog horn blows, I want to hear it. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. I pray that you just calm my heart down a little bit and just remove the things I can't control. I thank you for the moments of my life. I pray for each and every person again that works with us and for the business that we continually grow and that the financial pressure isn't there. I thank you again for the moments of my life, for your word and how wonderful it really is, and that you continually work with me so that I can truly understand it and teach it if that's your will. And I just thank you for each and every one of your believers, today. And you just take care of them and bless them and just show them how much you're there with them. And again, I thank you for the moments of my life. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.